Little music there and the sound of cheers erupting as Rowan County Clerk Kim Davis left her jail cell yesterday. The same federal judge who jailed Davis ordered her release, saying that marriage licenses were being processed in Rowan County for gay couples and therefore there was no need for her continued incarceration. But does Davis keep her job?
She'll do her job good. She'll serve the people as they want her to serve, and she was elected, and she'll also be loyal to God, and she's not going to violate her conscience.
That's Matt Staver, Kim Davis's attorney. Joining us is Brandon Robertson. Now, Brandon, you're an evangelical, right?
Yes, I'm an evangelical Christian.
Do you believe that Kim Davis is acting under her conscience in her behavior here, or is she more a political tactician?
You know, I think initially this probably was a genuine case of conscience. I don't doubt that Kim Davis actually believes that marriage is between a man and a woman. But I think what it's evolved into is just a case for the religious right to, bring this agenda of religious liberty and ultimately impose their views about marriage and kind of fire back at what the Supreme Court did just a few months ago.
Brandon Robertson is an evangelical author and director of the Rise Network. Brandon, what do you make of the logic that began really with the Hobby Lobby decision, which seems to say, in the words of Justice Alito, I believe, that you can't be made to do something on the job which violates your conscience as a Christian, that that's a violation of the Establishment Clause or something like that. I'm not a lawyer, but what do you make of that logic?
Yeah, and I would say I'm not a lawyer either, but I would we have a long tradition as Americans of religious exemptions, and I would actually stand for religious exemptions in many cases. But Kim Davis is different because she is a elected official. She was elected to represent the government in Rowan County, and so she's required to carry out and uphold the law. And when she was elected to office, there's a quote from the Moorhead News. She said that she promised to follow the statutes of the office to the letter. And clearly, by refusing to offer marriage licenses to anyone in Rowan County because of her religious beliefs, she's failing to do her job, and she's standing in contempt of court because the judge ordered her to do so.
Now, let's stress, you're an evangelical once again. Can you imagine what kind of on-the-job task you would be asked to do that would evoke the same kinds of passion that we apparently see in Kim Davis? Is there anything?
It would have to come short of denying my faith and blaspheming God or something to that degree. Because Kim Davis' situation is just a political issue. She's not being asked to do anything that fundamentally violates her Christian beliefs. And she is just refusing to do her job as she took the oath to do.
So she's equating, burn this box of Bibles with grant gay marriage licenses. Okay, I get your logic there. How do you think she represents evangelicals as a generalized group across America?
And that's a good question. I think a Pew Research poll from 2011 said that 43% of millennial evangelicals supported same-sex marriage. And some are suggesting that now, after the Supreme Court decision, up to 60% of millennial evangelicals are supporting same-sex marriage. And so what I think we're seeing is a generational divide between evangelicals on this issue. And Davis represents kind of the old guard of evangelicalism. But it is a dying breed of evangelical Christianity. And as people like me, millennials, are taking leadership in the church, I think give it 10, 15 years and a majority of evangelicals will be supporting same-sex marriage.
But it could be decisive in 2016 because they're not gone yet. Brandon Robertson, thanks so much.
Thanks.
Brandon Robertson is an evangelical author and director of the Rise Network.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.